Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
What could be the last chapter in New England's mafia story came to a close in Boston federal court yesterday, as a judge sentenced 85-year-old Cadillac Frank Salemi and 63-year-old Paul Wiedek to life without the possibility of parole. They were convicted of killing a business associate they worried would rat them out to the government. WBUR's Ali Jarmaning was in the courtroom and has more.
The sentencing also marks a closing of a chapter for the family of Salemi's victim, Stephen DeSaro. More than 25 years after the father of five disappeared from his Westwood home, three of DeSaro's adult children had the chance to speak to their father's killers. They spoke about not just losing a father, but losing a childhood in the 23 years before his body was found. Nick DeSaro said he'd questioned for years. Did his father suffer? Did he choose to leave his family behind? Michael imagined his whole life that one day his father might show up to one of his games. And Colby felt the burden of taking care of her siblings and the feelings of abandonment that still haunt her today. They spoke of their oldest brother, also named Stephen, who died hours before his father's remains were found in March 2016 after a lifetime of struggling with drugs and alcohol. It was then 10-year-old Stephen who was left a note from his father. Be strong for our family. Take care of your brothers, sisters, and mother. Outside the courthouse, Nick DeSaro was brief.
As a family, we're very grateful to have this day come. It's what we've been looking for, a final day of closure for all of us. They're going away for life, and we're looking forward to moving on from this.
As the DeSaro family spoke in court, Salemi never looked at them, instead intently reading several papers. Wiedek looked straight ahead. Asked if he had anything to say, a hunched-over Salemi, clad in orange prison garb, at first said no. But then he hoisted himself up and trashed his former mob friend, Stephen Flemmy, who had testified against him. It's all BS, Salemi told the court. But it will all come out. It will all come out in time. He pointed at the prosecutor, Fred Wyshak. He knows that. And to the family, he said, they don't know what's really going on. They haven't been told the truth. Salemi's longtime attorney, Steve Buzang, told the judge and then reporters outside the courthouse that his client is not all bad.
Frank Salemi's not the animal everyone portrayed him to be, or the gangster. I think he's done a lot of good things in his life, a lot of positive things, saving a guard's life, stopping riots at jail. There's a whole side of him that wasn't portrayed.
Wiedek, for his part, says the family hasn't been told the truth, but he still feels sorry for them. Their sentence was a foregone conclusion. The law requires life without parole for murdering a witness. So the only choice left up to Judge Allison Burroughs was the fine. She ordered all of the $28,000 Salemi was found with 2 years ago to be turned over to the government. All, that is, except for $3,000. That money will be used to bury Salemi when he finally leaves prison in a coffin. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Allie Jarmaning at the Federal Courthouse in Boston.